Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing keeping mental stability with Louise Powell, But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss the show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. And for all my queens out there while y'all are on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, The Queens and Post at blogspot.com. The Queens and is a movement dedicated to uplifting diverse teachers and classroom, which is the woman. So it's time to support sisters who support the community. That again is The Queens and Post.blogspot.com. The QUEENDOM post.blogspot.com. All right. So without further ado, we are going to get into this wonderful show, and I'm going to bring this wonderful lady on. Peace, Louise, peace. Hello, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Peace, how are you?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm on.
Can you hear me? Yeah, you're on the line. Everybody can hear you.
Okay, there seemed to be just a little bit of disturbance in me being able to hear you clearly. However, I am Louise Powell. I am the founder and executive director for an organization called Dolls, Inc. I provide transitional support services to women who are transitioning from domestic violence, substance abuse, or incarceration. And my focus is on mental and emotional health. And whether you have anxiety, depression, stress, or another condition, looking after your emotional health is just as important as caring for your physical well-being. And in order for these women to carry on a life, healthy lifestyle, they must have mental and emotional stability. Now, what is mental health or emotional health? Mental or emotional health refers to your overall psychological well-being. It includes the way you feel about yourself, the quality of your relationships, and your ability to manage your feelings and deal with difficulties. When one has good mental health, it isn't just absence of mental health problems. Most of us run for a psychiatrist or a therapist or a psychologist. It's not always the case. Medication is not one of the things that I tell my clients to look for. I teach them how to build mental and emotional strength without medication. Being mentally and emotionally healthy is much more than being free of depression, anxiety, or other psychological issues. Rather than the absence of mental illness, mental and emotional health refers to the presence of positive characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, similarly, not feeling bad is not the same as feeling good. While some people may not have negative feelings, they still need to do things that make them feel positive in order to achieve mental and emotional health. Now, yes.
No, I'm just agreeing with you.
Okay. All right. Now, being emotionally healthy involves maintaining control of your thoughts and feelings. People who are mentally strong and emotionally healthy, they have a sense of contentment, a zest for living, and the ability to laugh and have fun. They have the ability to deal with stress and bounce back from adversity. They have a sense of meaning and purpose in both their activities and their relationships. The flexibility to learn new things and adapt to change. A balance between work and play, rest and activities. And they also have the ability to build and maintain fulfilling relationships. Also self-confidence and a high level of self-esteem. And these are the things that the mental state and emotional state of being has to acquire to have a healthy lifestyle. These positive characteristics of mental and emotional health will allow you to participate in life to the fullest extent possible through productive, meaningful activities and strong relationships. They also help you to cope when faced with life challenges and stress. most of us don't realize that non-clinical mental and emotional stability is very important for rebuilding your life, enhancing your life, and dealing with a lot of the challenges that we have to go through today, we have to deal with. It doesn't mean that we're never going through bad times or experiencing emotional problems. We all go through disappointments, loss, and change. And while these are normal parts of life, they can still cause sadness, anxiety, and stress. So most people with good emotional health have an ability to bounce back from adversity, trauma, and stress. This ability is called resilience. And we don't have that. We don't even talk about resilience as being a part of mental and emotional stability. People who are emotionally and mentally healthy, they have the tools for coping with difficult situations and maintaining a positive outlook while they're dealing with this. Now, these are the general or universal definition and reasons for mental and emotional stability, but I want to go just a little further than that. We bring on a lot of our mental and emotional stress because of the things that we worry about, the things that we desire, our wants, our needs. And when we let go of some of the things that is not even meaningful in life, we tend to be more acceptable, more calm and more open to living healthier lifestyles. One of the things that I talk a lot about to my participants and my clients are about the things that they worry about. They worry about how people feel about them. They worry about what people are going to say about them. And they worry about what people think of them. And that's a lot of emotional unnecessary stress. When we live our lives not worrying about others, how they feel about us, think about us, or what they say about us, we live happier lives. We worry less and our needs are less. But a lot of the times we can't convince individuals that this is something that's critical to our mental and emotional health. You know, we have lessons, and every day we're here to learn lessons. We are enrolled in a full-time informal school called life. And each day in this school, we will have the opportunity to learn lessons. And we may like the lessons and think them to be irrelevant and stupid, but they're not. We make mistakes only to learn. And growth is a process of trial and error, experimentation. And the failed experiments are as much as a part of the process as the experiment that ultimately worked. And what ultimately worked to develop a good mental and emotional health is being ourselves and not allowing the things that material things in life take us from a state of mind that we have no control. Now, there are certain things around mental and emotional stability that we could work with, and those things are physical. Basically, most of them are. One of the things we need to do is take care of our bodies. That's the first thing, and it's the first step towards mental and emotional health. And taking care of our body is all about just physical. The mind and the body are linked. When you improve your physical health, you'll automatically experience greater mental and emotional well-being. Now, an example would be if we exercise when we exercise, not only strengthens our heart and lungs, but also releases endorphins, as we call it, powerful chemicals that energize us and lift our mood. So being physically fit is something that would definitely help our emotional stability. We need to get enough rest. A lot of us don't. That takes a toll on our emotional health. It's important to take care of our body. And getting enough sleep is one of those things. We learn about nutrition, and we need to practice. And Ashanti, those are the ones saying, I think you're a nutritional guru. And a lot of us don't tap into that as a part of emotional stability. Exercise also relieves stress, and it lifts our mood. And a lot of people don't know, we get a dose of sunlight just every day. Sunlight lifts your mood as well. Yeah. And we can improve our mental and emotional health by taking care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And if we do things that positively impact others sometimes, also helps. That's something that's not talked about a lot. Being useful to others and being valued for what you do can help build your self-esteem. And having a high-level self-esteem is a part of our emotional stability. Practicing self-discipline, we can learn or discover new things. We can enjoy beauty of nature or art, and we can manage our stress when we get involved in these things. Our stress is something that will pull us down emotionally and mentally. And stress only comes from the things that we try to accomplish. We're an animal of nature that set high expectations for ourselves.
Yeah.
And when we do that, we put stress on ourselves. One of the things that I tell my clients also, do the best you can. You can't do any more than the best you can. And when doing that takes a lot of stress. Being competitive is a real killer for mental health.
We're
people that always want to compete and be the best, not taking a moment to look at ourselves and know that we are the best for who we are and for what we do.
Exactly. I have a book called Creative Visualization, and it actually deals with that specific subject. And it talks about how we've created in our world a dichotomy of competition and always feeling like creating an illusion that there's less than enough to go around. When that's an actual illusion, there's more than enough for everybody to have exactly what they need. It's just that we create this construct where we feel like we always have to compete. And if I win, you automatically lose. And if I lose, you automatically win. So we have to take that programming out of our minds in order to embrace a world that is plentiful and we have abundance and prosperity, because that's the mindset that facilitates success and facilitates health. When we feel like we're deprived, that's when the stress and the disease and the imbalance and the issues come in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. When we want things, things you don't need or can't afford, we put pressure on ourselves. When we wish, we don't get what we want, so we wish for it. And then when we can't get it, when we wish for it, we worry. When neither happens, you just start to worry. And you interrupt and destroy the peace and the mental, emotional freedom and the contentment that you have. One of the things that I'm a tickler for is people worrying about what people think about them. That is so much destruction when it comes to our emotional health. When we worry about what they say about us, that puts a lot of weight on our emotional stability. And when we worry about how people feel about us, it tears us apart. And all of those three particular things is very powerful in allowing other people to run your life. When you incorporate those three things into your character, people use them to control you. And
yes.
when people control you, you do what they want you to do, you act the way they want you to act, you say the things that they want you to say. And then you get
mm-hmm.
all boggled up, don't know which way you're going and what you're doing, and that affects you emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that I think is really detrimental to
mm-hmm.
one's health, mental and emotional health. And
mm-hmm.
We need to have supportive relationships. This is the foundation of emotional health. No matter how much time we devote to improving our mental and emotional health, we will still need the company of others to feel and be your best. And this is the traditional information that I'm presenting to you. We know that humans are social creatures with
mm-hmm.
an emotional need for relationships and positive connections to others. We're not meant to survive, let alone in isolation. Our social
mm-hmm.
brains crave companionship, even when experiences has made us shy and distrustful of others. We still want and need that relationship. We're human beings. We're put here specifically for that. And when this doesn't happen for individuals, we tend to worry about this or think that it's not the thing for us. And it's not, it's a lot of mental and emotional destruction is something that most of us, we just put on ourselves. We create this. And most of us run to see a psychiatrist or a therapist or a psychologist
mm-hmm.
when it's not needed. When all we need to do is to just look at a foundation, start with the foundation, and that's with us, our
mm-hmm.
inner selves, not knowing that we have personal power and we can connect to a spiritual power and eliminate a lot of this.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, we have 37 minutes left on the live stream. At the 30-minute mark, I will open up the lines to take questions. And the call-in number for that is 917-932-8881. We are here live with Louise Powell of Dolls, Inc., and we are going to be talking, or actually we are talking, about keeping mental stability, and we're going to keep the conversation going. So.
And,
Go ahead.
There's some things I want to emphasize and give the listeners something to feed off of, and I hope it helps. The most destructive habit is worry.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest joy is giving. The greatest loss is loss of self-respect. The most
mm-hmm.
satisfying work is helping others. The ugliest personality trait is selfishness. The most endangered species is dedicated leaders. Our greatest
mm-hmm.
natural resource is our youth. The greatest shot in the arm is encouragement. The greatest problem to overcome is fear. The most effective sleeping pill is peace of mind. The most crippling failure disease is excuses. The most powerful force in life is love. The most dangerous parish is a gossiper. The world's most incredible computer is our brain. The worst thing to be without is a hope. The deadliest weapon is our tongue. The two most powerful filled words is I can. The greatest asset is faith. The most worthless emotion is self-pity. And the most beautiful attire is a smile. The most prized possession is integrity. And the most powerful channel of communication is prayer. And the most contagious spirit is enthusiasm. And if we take all of those things and we examine them and we see where they fit into our life, will be a wonderful tool for emotional and mental stability.
Definitely. Those are powerful words. Can you speak a little bit on something that we've conversed about personally in person before, and talk about the whole setup of the psychological and psychiatric field as it stands in Western medicine today? Can you please elaborate a little bit on the whole setup of it and how it can be detrimental rather than helpful at times for people?
You were going in and out. I'm sorry, Shanta. You was going in and out a little bit.
Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but it's stumbling word first. So just tell me that again.
Okay. Can you please share with my listeners a bit of information about how the Western psychological or psychiatric system is set up, not necessarily to be the most helpful towards people?
Oh, okay. Well, we all know that this is drug America, and that's my opinion. Today, a lot of individuals are influenced to take drugs opposed to doing things that would help their mental and emotional stability. Mm-hmm. Psychiatrists today write a lot of prescriptions for depression. I truly believe that depression is one of the main things that don't need to be medicated. Depression is brought on from anxiety, and anxiety is brought on from the pressures and the in life of wanting and not having, and being successful. We're all pushed in this society to be successful, and to get all you can get and be all you can be, and we're not equipped to do that, all of us, and then living in that type of environment and trying to practice the things that to get us where we think we need to be puts us in a situation where we're always depressed. Mm-hmm. Psychiatrists give drugs and not help. I don't know a psychiatrist today or a psychologist that will sit down with you and tell you to do something that's holistic.
Mm-hmm.
They prescribe drugs. Mm-hmm. When a lot of the issues and problems that individuals have, if they learn to meditate, it would help them tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get kind of upset when I think about all the individuals out there that's taking drugs for depression and anxiety, and it's not really needed. Because if they follow some of the steps in building their emotional and mental health,
mm-hmm.
would be the fix for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I believe a popular medical journal, I'm not sure which one, had published not too long ago that exercise is 2 times more effective than any prescription drug on the market in alleviating the symptoms of depression.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it sounds, you know, like far-fetched. Because I think what we do in this is we overcomplicate things, and
yes,
that's the real root of the issue, where we feel
uh-huh.
like something is so much of an issue, it couldn't possibly be what we put in our mouth that would change it. Couldn't possibly be, you know, if we get up and become active, you know, a little bit, that could change it. But simple things like that, simple habits like that show self-appreciation and self-love in and of
yes.
itself. So
yes.
it's more than just a physical act. It's a psychological attachment to not only implementing but maintaining those acts.
Right.
So it sounds like simple a lot of times, and I think I blow a lot of people's minds by saying this, but a lot of your well-being, 90% of your well-being is what you eat. And I think
absolutely.
I blow people's minds all the time and continuously when I say that. And people are like, no, it couldn't be that simple. But it really can be. And because we did a show not too long ago with a brother named Dr. Yuma Bellamy, and he's a holistic practitioner. And we discussed the connection between food and mood. And we talked about how different foods and deficiencies and malnutrition and all these things can affect us not only in the physical body, but as well as in the spiritual and the emotional body as well. So
yes. Yes.
I feel like that side of things is just not pushed because, you know, there's no money being made off of you eating some broccoli.
Absolutely. That is for sure.
You know,
that is for
and
sure.
People who brought broccoli to the store. Other than that, nobody's making any money off of you eating a piece of
absolutely.
Broccoli.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You
know,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I'm saying that's what it is. That's all I just wanted to finish that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I was about to say, and you know, in order to maintain and strengthen our mental and emotional health, it's important to pay attention to our own needs and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't let stress and negative emotions build up. We need to try to maintain a balance between our daily responsibilities and the things we enjoy. And if we take care of ourselves, we'll be better prepared to deal with challenges if and when they arise. And, taking care of ourselves is pursuing activities that naturally release those endorphins and contribute to feeling good. If we do that, and we need to do positive things that impact our lives. And most of all, it will help us to manage our stress. I really believe with a healthy mental and emotional state of being, stress cannot invade. I truly believe that, to avoid becoming absorbed, repetitive mental habits, you know, negative thoughts about ourselves and the world that, you know, suck up time, drain our energy. And it triggers feelings of anxiety, fear, and depression. And I like to tell people this, to step out of the picture, to get out of the picture and take a good look at the picture and see what's happening in that picture of your life. And once you do that, you discover things that is good for you in order to build your mental and emotional health. And like you say, one of the things is definitely a good diet. I found out just recently magnesium alone three times a day will give us all the energy in the world that we need. All we need to do is eat a certain food that has magnesium in it. And if we do it three times a day, every day just put it in our diet, we'll have all the energy we need. We won't have to take the pills, the energy drink, and all of these different things that people are looking at to provide them with energy. And everything is different. Everyone is different. Not all things will be equally beneficial to all people, but some people feel better relaxing and slowing down, while others need more activity and more excitement or stimulation to feel better.
So some people need a combination of the two.
Right. No matter how much time we devote to improving our mental and emotional health, we still, you know, need to think about our bodies and
exactly.
Involve our health and involve everyday activities and taking care of our bodies. And that the physical piece is a really big piece in doing so.
I think another piece that really plays an instrumental role, and some people think of it as vanity or they think of it as something that's just simply cosmetic, but like simple things like taking care of your nails and your hair and your skin and those types of things.
Yes, I call that self-nurturing. It's very important.
It's taking care of yourself. It's a spiritual act of pampering yourself and saying, I'm going to take care of me right now. And when a lot of people just think that, oh, disregard that as a simply physical thing, but that has a spiritual and a psychological component to it as well. So doing something as simple as taking a bath and, you know, making sure you have things that make you smell good and feel good and look good, these things can improve your mental state drastically.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there are some risk factors that can compromise mental and emotional health as well. When we have a poor connection or attachment to our primary caretakers early in life, meaning our guardians, our mothers, and sisters, whoever it was, feeling lonely, isolated, unsafe, confused, or even abused as an infant or a young child takes a toll on our mental state. And, you know, traumas or serious losses, especially early in life, you know, like death of a parent or other traumatic experiences, hospitalization, that we grow up with a lot of this negativity and these traumatic issues and incidents in our minds, in our hearts, and we can suppress them for a certain amount of time. But then as we become adults, we have to deal with certain things, and they begin to arise and come back to the surface, and then we don't know how to deal with those issues. And we should not be medicated to deal with those issues, because those are issues that you could really simply talk out, find solutions for, and do activities and exercises that help our mind to develop away from those issues. Just simply by replacing negative attitude with positive attitude. We have the choice to take care of ourselves. We have the choice to make the decisions in our lives and which way we're going to go. When you wake up first thing in the morning, it's your choice. You're going to be negative today or you're going to be positive today. When individuals have a positive attitude, they develop good mental stability. When they have negative attitudes, it takes a toll on you, because you have already made the choice that you're going to not be positive today. That takes a lot. That's weight on our emotions. And individuals need to know that, and they need to learn to be positive. It's a good outcome. You know, negative experiences that lead to a belief that, you know, that you're helpless and that you have little control over your situations in life, that's what it does to you. And once you begin to believe that, then you begin to act on it. And one of the things that a lot of individuals don't realize is that we make decisions on our belief system. Yeah. Our belief system comes from our environment, our growth, our caretakers, from our role models, from our people who are in our lives, our teachers and sisters and brothers and parents. We build a belief system as we grow. And if we believe that we are an individual, if you believe that you're an individual that will never be stable, then you won't.
True.
And we don't realize this, that this is something that's already embedded in our belief system. And we make our decisions on our belief system. So once we open up our minds and be open to change and be open to listening and learning, then we then begin to build a really strong emotional and mental state of being.
True. I want to just pause for a moment and let all the listeners know that the lines are now open for taking calls and questions, comments or questions, and the call number again is 917-932-8881. If you're already listening on the lines, all you have to do is raise your hand by pressing 1. and we'll know that you have a comment or a question. All right, so we can continue back to the subject. Hello.
Okay. You know, whatever internal or external factors have shaped a person's mental or emotional health, it's never too late to make changes that will improve mm-hmm. your psychological well-being. You know, risk factors can be counteracted with protective factors like strong relationships, a healthy lifestyle, and coping with strategies for managing stress and negative emotions. It's just a matter of sitting down, taking the time out to learn new things. You know, we're not all open to change, and it's something that you have to embrace. You have to embrace the change rather than depend on the traditional way of drugs. It can be done. Most of us probably don't recognize some of the flags, the red flags that go up to let us know that we are going into a state of emotional disruption.
Yeah.
If we've made consistent efforts to improve our mental and emotional health, and then you still don't feel good, then it's time mm-hmm. to seek professional help. Because sometimes we may need professional help, and I want to make that clear. I'm
yeah.
not saying that every individual this will work for, but the majority of the individuals that has practiced building mental and emotional strength without medication, it has worked, because
mm-hmm.
we're so socially attuned and put from a knowledgeable, caring professional, they can motivate us to do things for ourselves that we were not able to do on our own. It's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do have a caller on the with their hand raised. Caller from the 803 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions for Queen Sarah, keeping mental stability?
Mm-hmm.
Keith, what's good? This is Palmetto Starred on the Ground Ruler Radio. What's up, Queen? Peace, sister. Just listening to the conversation and loving what y'all are saying. And I think you made such a good point talking about depression and how just natural exercise is able to relieve symptoms of depression better than any pharmaceutical drugs. I mean, that's just, I mean, to me, that is obvious, you know,
mm-hmm.
but to a lot of people, I don't think it is that so, because we're such a nation that is looking for a quick fix, looking for a pill to fix us, looking for, you know, that we're such a, you know, we're so addicted to just fast fixes and wanting everything now that
mm-hmm.
we overlook the obvious solution. And I think that is such a good point. I just wanted to call up and say that I think that more people to get active as opposed to relying on Western medicine and the pharmaceutical companies that are, you know, just taking advantage of the fact that people are complaining on their symptoms and not looking for any cures.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If we understand, in order for us to understand emotional health, we have to pay attention to our overall happiness and well-being, because being emotionally healthy involves maintaining control of our thoughts and feelings. And once we get control of that, then we can get control of how we feel. It's a feeling. It's an emotion. It's pretty much mental and emotional stability. It's pretty much the same, because if we are educated, we take in information and we use it, this is what increases our mental stability. And resilience in the face of challenges. Understanding emotional health means paying attention to your overall happiness, well-being. Emotional health also involves maintaining control of your thoughts and feelings. I have to say that again. People with good emotional health are resilient individuals, especially when they face challenges. And the only way that you can do that is pay attention to you, to what you need and not what others say you need. That's one of the. That's another thing that physicians today, they will not tell you that. They will not tell you to pay attention, recognize what's going on with your body. And, and we don't, because we, like the gentleman said, we need a quick fix. So we run to them, we get a quick fix, and we don't bother. And you believe it or not, you'll hear a lot of people say, well, I didn't have time. I don't make time. I have so much in my day. I don't have time to meditate for 5 minutes. I don't have time to exercise for 15 minutes. I don't have time to be good to myself. I'm taking care of everybody else. It also, a part of mental and emotional stability is being highly spirited. And being highly spirited helps us a lot with depression. And it's the power. I talk about the power of prayer. Prayer and spirituality can help ease depression, and act as a cushion when life throws curveballs at us. Saying a small prayer to get through a difficult time is not unusual. You know, it's something that we take today. I look at it as meditation as well, because if you take 5 minutes and say a prayer, it's meditation as far as I'm concerned.
All right, well, thank you for calling in, and we do appreciate your presence here on Conversations with the Queen. And give a quick shout-out to everybody and let them know about your show and your movement and what you're doing.
No doubt, no doubt. My name is Palmetto. I'm the host of Too Raw for TV, which airs every Thursday on blogtalkradio.com/TooRawForTV at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. This particular Thursday, we're going to be talking about total chaos and why chaos brings order, and talking about how that there is proved scientifically in physics as well. So we're going to be talking about that with an artist and activist named Chaos. So that's what's happening on Too Raw for TV this Thursday.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Peace, Beth.
All right. Thank you, Queen. Peace, y'all. I love y'all.
Yes, thank you. You know, a connection to something greater than ourselves offers more than just hope. It strengthens our emotional health to as well, prayer. And there are several ways in which a regular spiritual practice may improve your an individual's or protect their emotional health. And it proves, you know, we can offer a bigger sense of purpose, connection to a greater power, or truth can give you a sense of purpose and meaning beyond the day, from day to day. A lot of people don't think that prayer is a powerful tool for emotional health.
Mm-hmm.
It lifts the spirit. It helps you cope with difficulties. And, these elements have been true for a long time. And we don't buy into a lot of the what we call non-traditional methods and strategies and maintaining mental and emotional health. And prayer can be a benefit to that. And
so let me ask, what are three other coping tools that we can utilize in our everyday lives other than prayer to help initiate and maintain a level of mental stability?
Well, I would say, first of all, health. Take care of your health, your physical health. And a second thing is nutrition. Watch what you eat. There is a saying that you are what you eat. And I'm quite sure there's some scientific proof around that. And mm-hmm. and one and the other thing, those are the three things. I would think that meditation / prayer, physical mm-hmm. health, and nutrition is very important. And not most of all, don't buy into what people say about you. Don't buy into what they feel about you. And don't buy into what they think about you, because that's you're allowing people to run your life, control you, and you'll never have mental and emotional stability when that happens, because you would be like a puppet on a string, never knowing what makes you click. Mm-hmm. You will be acting out what makes what other people think that you should do and say and act. That's pressure. That's pressure on life itself. And people have a tendency to buy into that, because it's all about that American dream of you got to have money to be somebody, you have to have power to get anywhere, and that takes a toll on people's mental and emotional stability. It's not healthy at all. What really is healthy is to be you, do the best you can. There's a book that I talk about, The Four Agreements. It's by Miguel Ruiz, and he talks about the Four Agreements, and it's a powerful book because they talk about how people can live without the pressure. Without the pressure of other individuals. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a really good book. He talks about the first agreement is be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personal. Don't make any assumptions. And do the best you can. And those are three factors that you could live by to have mental and emotional stability. Be impeccable with your word. Do the best you can. Don't take anything personally, and don't make assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be free. You'll have mental and emotional freedom.
Mm-hmm. And if I may share a couple of meditation techniques that I personally find very, very helpful in things that I do to achieve some mental stability in my life. One of the very most powerful types of meditations that I found to be very effective for me, because I'm a person who I'm very audio. I'm an audio learner. I like to listen to music and things like that. So one of the best things that I've discovered for myself is frequency meditation, and this pretty much includes and entails different waves. The wavelengths and frequencies that are played that speak to your brain waves and actually induce certain meditative states for yourself. So you can actually look it up on YouTube. As simply as going on YouTube, or you can visit certain websites that have these frequency meditations there, and they're actually specific meditational frequencies that you can utilize that will help to alleviate anxiety, depression, or just something, a quick little pick-me-up if you just need it in the moment. And now these, of course, it's not something you can listen to all day, and it's not something that's meant to be a permanent fix, but it does help you to get into a mind state where you can then, oh, okay, now I can do my yoga and go check myself. Now I can go eat something healthy and go check myself. It helps you get into a state of mind where it's easier to check your mental health. Another aspect of something that I like to use is yoga, something I find very, very, very peaceful for myself. When I do my yoga, I feel like a brand new person.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So for me, it's more, we talked about the benefits of yoga on the show with Yesir Rahotep, who is a very well-practiced comedic yoga practitioner. And we talked about how it internally stimulates certain organ systems that create certain hormonal cocktails that also induce certain spiritual enlightenment as well. So it's just a really overall great thing to get involved with. And lastly, it's something as simple as breath. We don't pay attention to how we breathe. And that is the most substantial thing that we need. We can go all day without eating. We can go all day without drinking water and still be alive, but you can't go more than a couple minutes without breathing.
That's right.
So we have to pay attention to the way that we breathe. And simple things as taking deep breaths, deep cleansing breaths, and understanding the consciousness of our breathing. When we do things like that, we slow down our mind, we take ourselves into a different meditative state, and we allow ourselves to repair from all the constant abrasive activity that we go through in life, such as stress, the anxiety, the always on-the-go feeling, being so overly active, and it just allows us to just be and just simply sustain ourselves on oxygen and just become that being that we're supposed to be. So those are things that I like to utilize personally that are very practical things that you can implement in the everyday, as well as with all the three things that you said. So we do only have 4 minutes left in the live stream. Let's get you up. But we only have 4 minutes left in the live stream. And so if any caller has any last-minute questions, now is the time to ask them. Again, the call number is 917-932-8881. And if not, we're just going to wrap it up here, finishing off all the mental disabilities.
Yes. You know, the simple things in life we don't hold on to, we don't think are important, and we don't grasp them, or we don't focus on them. And that breathing is very, very simple, but it's very effective, in emotional and mental stability. I'm glad you brought that up. I want to thank you for having me. I hope some of the points and tools, things that we talk about, will help individuals maintain a good mental and emotional health. And remember, be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make any assumptions, and always do your best.
Definitely. Well, thank you for being a guest on Conversations with the Queen, and you are always welcome to come back and speak with us, because you bring very powerful points and you have a lot of wisdom to share.
Well, I thank you. I thank you, my lady.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay. You have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you.
All right, you've been listening into Conversations with the Queen, and our normal airing time is every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I guess it was just so special we had to make that exception to the rule tonight, but, you know, our normal airing day, our normal airing time is Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so please come back and join us next week around that time. We'll be having a great and powerful show to share with you. But in the meantime, go over to conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. You can catch articles about meditation, about all the things we talked about today on today's show. You can find links to other shows that go more in depth. Completely, and you know, submerge yourself in healing and love. So with that being said, I bid you all adieu, and I'm going to play this nice healing mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, and I'm going to let that play out.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Amen.